This is Tom Warren inviting you to 5 Gospel Minutes, and we continue our study today that we began yesterday on the one baptism which Paul mentions in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6. In introducing this study, we pointed out that there are at least 4 things about it which are absolutely essential in order for one to be baptized with the one baptism, that is, the baptism of the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Those 4 points are that it must be in the right element, which is water, and we've already discussed that. Now today, we want to note that it must be in the right way immersion, and is also the fact that it must be for the right purpose, for the remission of sins, and the right subject must be involved. But now let us go back and give our attention to the fact that baptism must be by immersion. It will not do, according to Bible teaching, for one to have simply water sprinkled or poured on him. Notice in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5, the Apostle Paul says, "Or are you ignorant that all we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him through baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life." You see, in being baptized, there is something like the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. One dies to the love and practice of sin when he hears the gospel and truly repents. But he does not die to the guilt of it until he is buried in the watery grave of baptism, and then he is raised from that grave to walk in newness of life. So you can find or see the reason why Paul said that we were buried with him in baptism, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life. Now, if one takes his fingers and dips them in water and then sprinkles it in the face of an infant, that certainly is not baptism. It has no reference whatever to the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. It isn't anything like it. It doesn't picture it at all. Further, we find in Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, Paul says, having been buried with him in baptism. And we find in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40, when Philip, the evangelist, and the man of Ethiopia who had heard him preach Jesus, when they had come to a certain water, he had cried out, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip told him, "If you believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you may." He confessed his faith, and both of the men got out of the chariot, and both of them went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. Now, friends, if just pouring a little water on someone or sprinkling a little water on them would do, these men would not have gone down into the water. The same reasons that keep men out of the water today would have kept them out if indeed it had been acceptable to God. But it was not. They both went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. Actually, the Greek word baptizo means immerse, dip, or plunge. He submerged him under the water. And you can understand there the significance in its relationship to the death and the burial and resurrection of Christ. One dies to sin in repentance. He dies to the love of it and the guilt of it, and the practice of it. He doesn't die to the guilt of it until he is buried in the grave of water and raised to walk in newness of life. There are several versions, in fact, which actually translate the Greek word baptizo. As we have baptized in our ordinary English versions, it's simply been transliterated. And that means that we have a Greek word written with English letters. But, for instance, the American Bible Union version and the Living Oracles version do not say, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved," but say, "He that believeth and is immersed shall be saved." And that's exactly the meaning of the Greek text. And so thus far in our study of the one baptism, we have seen that it must involve the right element, that is water, and it must involve the right way, that is immersion. We are not today baptized in the Holy Spirit, and we are not baptized by sprinkling or pouring. Be with us next time as we continue this vital study.